Wednesday, Shmini Shir 398. So someone came over to me this morning. It was actually a very an eye-opening experience. And he said that he had dental work done. Okay, beautiful. And he was numb. So they tell you when you're numb, not to eat. Why? Because you might bite your lip or your tongue. Maisa, he told me that this morning he wakes up and his lip is swollen. Why? Because obviously he ate too quickly and he didn't realize and he bit up his lip. And it hit me that, you know, when you bite your tongue, you know, hopefully you don't express yourself in a not proper manner, but sometimes people can let loose a tirade of words that maybe you would rather not say in public. But really, it's a chesed Hashem. And if you wouldn't feel it, you'd be biting yourself up. You'd be eating yourself alive. You know, we say that about pain with a person cutting something with a knife. And he chas shalom cut his finger. He feels the pain. You know, if you wouldn't feel the pain, rachmon tzlan, he'd have finger bits every time he cut something. The Banashim gave a protection system that there's pain. So a person should realize that pain is a wonderful thing. And now, rachmon tzlan, we should never have to experience it, but if a person has to appreciate the fact that Moshe created a concept called pain, and it's even a spiritual thing. In other words, an individual that someone was telling me today, he has someone that he knows that's, you know, on and off, ruchnias, he's a Tisha B'Av he keeps. Why? Because one time he went skateboarding or something in Tisha B'Av and he destroyed his ankle or something, terrible, terrible pain. He got some kind of terrible pain, and from then on he got a message, Tisha B'Av, he doesn't do anything. Tisha B'Av, he keeps. So a person, these kind of, when the Ribbono Shel Olam sends a person, a guy does something wrong, and you get a response from the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's an opportunity to realize what you're doing. So whether it's emotional, whether the pain is a physical pain, like a person biting his tongue or his lip and feeling the pain, or whether a person gets something that he's not happy about, and it gives him a moment to pause and rethink where he's heading in life, any sort of pain is a message from the Ribbono Shel Olam as an opportunity for a person to make sure that he's doing the right thing. So even something like pain, a person should stop and appreciate that Baruch Hashem, when you chew, if you bite your tongue, it hurts, in order to make sure you don't bite your tongue off.